Let's talk about Shakespeare this week in our Cabinet of Curiosities. We've been hearing about this year's Bristol Shakespeare Festival running from June until July, well, through July to the end, really, till August, providing us with the opportunity to see Shakespeare how it should be seen on our greens, in our public houses, and today in our bard-tastic finale. We've got Jackie Hamm and Angela Lockhart from Acting Out. They provide day workshops for people in Bristol. They take a Shakespeare play and let kids go crazy with it. There's improvisation, set and prop building, and at the end of the day, the kids get to perform the whole play for a live audience. Here's Jackie and Angela.
It's great fun. I mean, it's just a really nice way of children accessing Shakespeare. And this year we're doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and we're doing Macbeth, which is going to be some interesting themes to cover.
We've always steered clear before because of some of the themes, but we think that actually they're quite relevant to children nowadays.
Yeah, and it's
quite exciting. Bit of magic, bit of mystery, bit of intrigue.
We work with primary school children on these particular workshops. So these workshops are aimed at 4 till 11. And so it's quite a wide age range, but we find it really works. We do the same with our open workshops that we run regularly. They're also the same age group of 4 to 11. And we find, you know, they all gain something from working together.
Definitely.
In that.
Yeah. In the mixed groups, the children learn a lot from each other, don't they, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes the young people come with the idea that it might not be too interesting. And then actually by the end of it, they realise that Shakespeare is a great thing to perform. It's full of really interesting storylines and themes. It's a lot of comedy, a lot of drama. We were saying it's really relevant to today's society because Shakespeare studied humankind. And so that's topical now. You know, society is about the interaction and relationships between people. And it still is today. So
yeah,
it's very relevant.
And there's some really fantastic characters in Shakespeare. And I think that's particularly, you know, that's what the kids like as well.
So they can, the comedy.
You know, yeah, comedy characters. You know, and they can really look at those characters, look at those themes. And there's no better way of doing Shakespeare than getting
performing
up
it.
And doing it and performing it or watching it, because that's what it's meant to be.
I think that the language of Shakespeare, if we look at the language that he used, actually, a lot of the language we use today are words that he himself made up. And in fact, 1,700 words plus we now use daily that Shakespeare invented himself. Mankind, humankind, assembly room. There are lots of words.
There are some good ones.
We've got a whole list somewhere. You know, Shakespeare also used quite a lot of, I wouldn't say bad language, but he loved to chuck a few insults in there, which of course we know that young people love.
The younger, sort of the primary school children,
they have no preconception, do they?
In with a really open mind. And if anyone's got the preconception, sometimes it's their parents because they've had an unfortunate, you know.
Yes.
But the kids come in really fresh, whereas we've just come straight from a secondary school workshop.
Yes, yeah.
And they definitely had preconceptions, but I can
within
assure you they're
hour,
gone.
Yeah,
yeah,
within
yeah.
an hour, those
they were loving
children,
it.
I mean, they were really enjoying themselves,
yeah,
weren't they?
Really good fun. With these two workshops, we've tried to put them in two kind of different parts of the city.
We've been really fortunate this year. We've been working with secondary schools, which is the first time we've been doing this. And we've been able to afford to do this because
Shakespeare Festival has funded it completely. Yeah.
So we have had the privilege of working across the city with different secondary schools, and the young people have been incredible. The young people at the secondary schools have really embraced what we were doing, and even some of the young people that seemed a little bit anxious or, you know, felt a little bit silly to begin with. The difference you see in an hour and a half.
It's incredible.
And the performances they put on, that they make topically relevant. They make them relevant to today.
And it's great. And I mean, it's brilliant that the Bristol Shakespeare Festival have funded this, and they hopefully are going to continue to fund this. I think they've got a fun surfer on at the moment. And the idea of that fun surfer is really to raise money for this educational programme and for more plays, which is just going to bring more people into Shakespeare in Bristol, which is great.
Yes, soak up the Bristol Shakespeare Festival in June and July.